Friday, it has not lost any of its drones, denying United States reports that a U.S. warship destroyed an Iranian drone in the Strait of Hormuz. AP correspondent Zaria Shackley has the latest information.
Trump said the USS Boxer took defensive action after an Iranian drone close to within 1,000 yards of the warship and ignored multiple calls to stand down. But the Iranian military says all its drones returned safely to their bases and denies there was any confrontation with a U.S. vessel. Trump blamed Iran for provocative and hostile action and said the U.S. responded in self-defense.
That was the AP's Zaria Shackley. President Trump says the incident is the latest of many provocative and hostile actions by Iran against vessels operating in international waters. Iran shot down a U.S. drone last month that it says was flying over its territory. Officials say a blast at a university in Afghanistan's capital Kabul has killed 2 people and wounded 10 others. Police say the explosion Friday was located near the entrance to Kabul University. There has been no immediate claim of responsibility for the incident in Kabul, where both Taliban and Islamic State terrorist group fighters are active. A large portion of the United States is in the midst of a heat wave. National Weather Service meteorologist Bob Orvec says cities along the U.S. East Coast will have very hot weather this weekend.
It looks like it will be 3 hot days, especially along the East Coast, where the high temperatures will be near 100 degrees in the major metropolitan areas from Washington up to Boston.
Temperatures in the Northeast and Midwest are already high and are expected to climb to record-breaking numbers during the weekend. Forecasters say more than 87 million Americans live in areas where record temperatures will likely be set Saturday. This is VOA News. Former South African President Jacob Zuma has decided to stop testifying at a public inquiry into state corruption.